Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Girls Room. I'm your host, Imani D, and it has been a long time since you guys have heard from me. Don't get me wrong, I've been recording content, I just haven't posted it, so we're going to get into that a little bit later into the show, but as always, I have to start out by thanking each and every one of you for tuning into this podcast. For those who are new here, I do not promote this on any platform, social media whatsoever. I literally just come on here, record, post, and go about my day. So for you to come across this and listen to my content and continuously listen to my content really means a lot to me. And I just want to be sure that I show my appreciation by thanking you guys. And of course, if there are certain topics that you want to hear me discuss, please feel free to let me know. I will take it all into consideration and try my best to give you guys the content that you want to hear. So with that being said, let's get into the topic of discussion for today. Topic of discussion for today is, do you feel society is always placing you in a box? Let's talk about it. A lot of you may or may not know or have experienced. A lot of people, I feel like, have experienced that the world loves to keep us in certain places that we may not want to always be in. Like, for example, when I was working for people, when I was working my 9-to-5 life, I've always worked jobs that was customer service based jobs. I had other skills in other areas, but I was always placed in this box because, oh, Imani, you have great customer service skills. Oh, you're good with people. You're a people's person. Yeah. I understand that, but that's not what I want to do. I don't want to sit here and be on a freaking phone on and off all day talking to people. That's draining for me. I'm good at customer service, but I have other creative skills. So, you know, it's just so people who work 9-to-5 life, and they're probably doing jobs that they feel like they're just doing for a check and not doing what they enjoy. You can attest to that. So now I'm drifting off into what my real issue is. My real issue is that I'm always boxed in to my makeup. A lot of you who may or may not know, I am a makeup artist. I've been a makeup artist for, I will be going on 3 years this month, actually. And it's all I've ever done. Makeup. Just beauty things. And don't get me wrong, I love my makeup. Before I started freelancing, I started out just doing my makeup like for therapeutic reasons, like sitting down in my bathroom for hours and hours out of the day, just listening to music, playing with the colors, learning, and I just loved it. And society somewhat pushed me into freelancing. And I'm not saying, like, you know, they made me do anything, but the pressures of people saying, you need to do makeup on other people, you need to start making some money and do makeup for other people. It's a lot of people that get in your ear and say certain things. And don't get me wrong, I don't regret it, because when I told myself, for the longest, I kept telling people, I don't want to do makeup on other people. I'm not a makeup artist. That's not what I want to do. I would tell people that. And then when I decided I'm going to try it, and I always told myself, if I don't like it, I could just quit. You know, I was just giving it a chance and I ended up loving it. So it's not the issue at hand. The issue is makeup is what I'm, this is another lane that I'm just boxed in once again. I've always, like, people who may or may not know, I've always wanted to be a television personality. I wanted to be, rather it was like a television host and an actress, you know, Broadway, all the above. I even started a YouTube channel because I felt like I was never given opportunities or chances to do anything in front of the camera. So I tried to create my own lane, hence why I started my podcast. I felt like this was another way for me to do what I really want to do, which is on-air personality work. And, you know, that's just that. So the fact that I'm still boxed in, and I'm talking about this because I had a conversation with my homeboy last night, and we kind of had, like, we just was talking about some things, and once again, like, I had made a little comment, and he technically boxed me into my makeup again and kind of It wasn't his, don't get me wrong, it wasn't his intention on trying to make me feel that way, but, you know, it just shows you, it showed me how society really does fucking view me as Imani just does makeup and that's it. That's all she ever wants to fucking do. All she wants to do is press powders in people's skin and deal with brows and all that. And it's more to the artistry than that, you know? So because of the overload of the makeup for me, I decided to close my books for the month of October. And of course, there are other reasons too, but I've decided to close those books for October and also November. And, you know, once I closed the books, I even talked about, you know, like mentally, I'm just not in it. Like, I have a creative block. People still wasn't giving a fuck about the fact that I said, I'm trying to get my mental together, so right now I'm not taking books. People were so consumed about, wait, so you're not going to be able to do my phase? No, I wanted to book you. Oh, no. Like, you know, and I'm not mad. I'm just telling you how what I want or what I need is oftentimes dismissed because people in society can tend to be selfish on what they want. So, and please, people, don't get offended if you're one of my clients and you hear me saying this, because it's not to offend you, but it's for you to see a different perspective on how I'm feeling. Like, if I'm feeling like, if I have all these emotions, which I'm not going to just discuss with the general public, because who cares? Like, and I'm not saying, it is literally, the society is about themselves. So it's kind of like, oh, okay. Like, how I just told you, mentally, I just don't want to really do makeup right now. And then people still make it about themselves. Oh no, who's going to do my makeup now? And it's like, you're just missing the whole point of how I'm feeling as a person. And people just don't think about those types of things. Like, even, and it's just, I was being kind of overworked a little bit with the makeup thing because I couldn't even go out to eat or hang out with friends without someone wanting something makeup wise for me. Like, I could say, let's say I have a friend that might be having like a birthday dinner or a get together, you know, she invites everybody. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I don't mind. I haven't been in my makeup in this amount of time, so I'm glad to do it. But I'll have a client that morning. So, you know, I would have worked that morning and came home and I have my intentions. So, okay, I'm going to sit. I'm going to just do my therapy makeup. I'm going to start at this time so I can be ready. Then out of my friend group, people are hitting me up saying, hey, Monty, do you mind doing my brows? Do you mind doing my lashes? Do you mind this? And I don't mind it, but it just goes back to what I'm saying. I'm being overworked. People don't see it as work because they see, oh, it's only going to take just a second. It's only going to take 5 minutes. How do you know? You don't do it. Like, you don't do what I do. You don't think about me packing up lashes, me packing up glue, tweezers, eyeliner, mascara, disposables, just to accommodate you. But this is a time where we're all supposed to be hanging out and having fun and letting our hair loose. We're off work, quote unquote. But technically, you still have me working. You're keeping me in this box of Imani does makeup. So Imani can do this. No. I'm tired. I can't even enjoy doing my own makeup without having to rush because I have to do someone else's. So it's really taken away from my own passion within myself and the reason why I even started makeup. Like, you guys follow me with this? It's I have not been able to really truly do my makeup. People who used to follow me, like my day ones, like that was on Snapchat and stuff, I used to be on there all the time recording myself doing my makeup process, talking about what I'm doing, my processes and stuff. I don't even do that no more. Well, for one, because my technique has changed up, and two, because I don't have the time to sit like I used to and do just that. And when I do have the time, I just want to enjoy the moment of me doing my actual makeup. And with me doing makeup for other people, you know, my best friend would tell me, you know, I need to kind of start doing a little something to my face when I'm going to these clients. But y'all don't understand how tiring that alone is. Like, I have to clean my kit. Like, I don't just pack up my makeup and go. It's a process between going to a client. I got to make sure all of my makeup brushes are washed and clean. I got to make sure all my powders and stuff are sanitized, clean, and wiped down. I got to make sure it's a job within itself to make sure my kit is together. So once I pack up, do you really think I have the energy to wake up in the morning to do some makeup on my face and then pack up my chair, pack up my light, pack up my kit, put it in my car and drive to my destination, take my stuff out of my car, walk up and down some stairs or whatever to set up, set my stuff up, do the client's makeup. Once my client is done, they get out my chair, I got to clean up, break down, pack up, and then leave and go home and do it all over again and wash my brushes, just do all the whole nine yards. So do you really think I have the energy to just sit there and do my own makeup? Mind you, we're in COVID, so I have to put on a mask. Come on. And I know, I understand the place of where you guys are coming from. It's kind of like coming from a place of, you're a makeup artist, you are your brand. Yes, I am. But when I'm working, I'm working. So let me be my brand when I'm just out in the street walking. But sometimes I can't even do that because I'm tired or I don't have no place to go. Well, I shouldn't say I have no place to go, but I'm rushing to do my face. Like, I don't have the energy to do a full face. So I do a mini face. I don't do my fullest potential sometimes because I just don't have the urge to do it because I'm drained from doing everybody else's makeup. And now I just want to get away from it. I want to get away from makeup, which is why my books are closed. Even though this is my income, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I would rather sit and figure out what I'm going to do than to force myself to make my passion into a job. And I end up resenting and hating my job. So this is not, I mean, you know, of course it's a rant, it's a vent or whatever, but I know other people are going through the same thing. I know it. Because I've even talked to hairstylists. Like, I hear hairstylists, they're good at what they do. They say the same thing that I'm saying. Yeah, you know, every time I try to go somewhere, you know, my friends, they be wanting me to at least add a curl. And hell, I can curl hair. So that happens to me too. Like, I'm not only doing the makeup, but I'm doing hair too. I'm curling hair. And I don't mind because I love the process of making people feel beautiful and I love to see it. But there is such thing as an overload and there is such thing as overdoing it and exhausting yourself. That's the place where I'm speaking of now. I'm tired. I literally woke up this morning and I said, I'm going to sit today and I'm going to practice and do my makeup. And do you know what stopped me from doing my makeup today, y'all? Oh, once I do my makeup, I gotta style my hair. Oh, once I do that, I'm gonna try to take pictures and then I gotta wash my face. That's a job. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to dread doing makeup. And some people might think, oh, you're just being lazy. No, bitch, I'm tired. That's what it is. I'm drained from it. It's tiresome. It's tiring. It's repetitive. I'm burned out. I want to do other things. I've always wanted to do other things, but I'm just too consumed with my makeup right now and I need to take a step back. So I'm going to try to work on some other things and figure out what is my next move. But that's literally how it goes. And I know it's not just me. I know I've seen other people go through it. I've had a hairstylist that I used to let do my ponytails. I could tell before I even got into freelancing. I know I was freelancing. I was in the beginning phases of it. She had been doing hair for years. I can tell she was burnt out with doing hair. It was just, she never said it, but I could just tell, like, she was kind of over it. So one day I text her like years later, trying to get my hair done. She never responded back. And I knew she stopped taking clients because she was burned out. She was over it. And that's understandable. We go through those things in life. During the time, I didn't really, I feel her pain. I don't want to do this anymore right now. Like, as of now, I don't know when I'm going to open up my books, but I just don't have the energy to do any of this anymore. It's more to makeup than just applying the shit on your face. It is a science. It's an anatomy. It's different facial features, different techniques. You got to look at different eye shapes, what works for a person, what doesn't. It's a lot of problem solving and critical thinking within it. So I'm tired. I'm going to work on other ventures as well. But I just wanted to kind of like get that out there. And for those who might be feeling the same way that I'm feeling but not speaking on it, I just want to let you guys know you're not alone. And it will get better for us. We just have to learn when to say no and take a step back. And it's nothing wrong with taking a step back. It's nothing wrong with taking a break and not having to express why you're taking a break to other people. Even though I gave, like I said, my people some form of explanation by, you know, letting them know mentally it just wasn't good for me right now. Like, you know, I have a creative block, you know, but you don't have to go in depth because at the end of the day, no one really cares. People just want their makeup done, their hair done. They want to go out and be cute and take pictures. They're not thinking about you. So do what's best for you. If you feel like you're stuck in a box with a profession that you don't know if you want to do for the rest of your life, then take the time out and step away and reevaluate what you want to do. And that's all I have to say about that, you guys. So thank you guys once again for tuning into The Girls Room. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning into my podcast. And like I stated before, if there are certain things that you want to hear me discuss, please feel free to let me know. I don't have any issues with doing that. So once again, thank you for tuning into The Girls Room. I'm your host, Imani D, signing out.